Hello friends, it's Grainne Tindall here, Numbers for Success, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things soul. Well friends, it is March the 27th, 2024, and what an interesting few days we've had. This to me, what we're experiencing now on the world stage is almost like it's just perfect. I'm going to use the word fodder for someone like me who is a podcaster, obviously, but also an international numerologist for over 27 years, because certainly in the last 3 to 4 years, I feel we've all seen more than we probably have in a lifetime. And with that in mind, you know, everything that is currently being presented to us on the world stage, we really do have a choice point at this stage, and that's what I'm going to be talking about. This will be my April forecast for 2024, but the fact that I'm recording this in March, you know, March is an 11 month, as we spoke of before in my last podcast, and 11 energy is always very heightened awareness, very extremities. And by goodness, haven't we seen so much in the past number of weeks? March was meant to be and is, you know, it's the beginning of the eclipse season. And the eclipse, the lunar eclipse, was yesterday, or the day before, pardon me, the 25th of March. And it did bring a lot of revelations again. And I did speak around the Princess of Wales and her birth chart in numerology, and also a little bit in astrology. But we spoke of, in that case, we spoke of her, since her 42nd birthday, coming into a period of endings of the old systems, the old ways, as we're all going through that energetically. And the fact that she is born, or was born, on a full moon, and also very close to a lunar eclipse. So it's interesting to observe that, and I feel we're going to be seeing a lot more of this. Now, lunar eclipses are usually relating to women, to the divine feminine, and again, I'm going to use masculine and feminine in this case. And with that in mind, it's usually suggestive of people, women who are in power or on the world stage, and I suppose probably at this moment as I record this, the Princess of Wales is one of the most prominent females in mainstream media. Whether you like her, you know, or like the situation, or royals, or whatever it is, again, it's part of, I guess, the future of our world. And we spoke of that last podcast about the future of the Earth. And I feel if we just have to look at what's going on in the music industry, obviously in the Hollywood sector, royal households. Of course, there's war situations. Governments, our own Prime Minister Taoiseach has resigned, and there's a new one in now. So it'll be curious to see what occurs there. But ultimately, it's politically, socially, medically, educationally, dynasty. Politically, I think I said that one, and also religious wise, the religious sector hasn't really kicked in yet. That'll be the next thing. And these are all the old systems, which we will see changing very rapidly, environmentally, of course, and there's many more. It'll come as I keep talking. And so, what can we expect for April 2024? Well, April itself is a number four month in the calendar. The four always relates, it's a bit like Saturn, which relates to boundaries, obstacles, obstructions. The four is related to the heart chakra. And I think that's interesting because there's an unprecedented amount of, I'm going to use word verticomas, celebrities who are seem to be experiencing heart issues. But equally, it's very tragic to see a lot of young people, particularly athletes, who are their hearts are just stopping. And this is curious because 2020 was the beginning of the heart being put under scrutiny, the heart of the earth, the heart of the world, humanity's heart, because 20 and 20, 2 and 2 make 4, which relates to the fourth chakra in general, the 7 chakras, which is the heart center. So you might be able to add that up yourself and see where that comes from. And, you know, again, watching and observing who is coming forward with, you know, unusual illnesses and so forth. So this is really going to be an interesting month, April, because with the four energy, and then of course we add the four to the year 2024, which adds to an eight. So four and eight is 12. And so energetically, April, numerology wise, is a three energy. Now, what can we expect based on that? The three is always related to the ability to communicate, expression, creativity, your how you speak up, speaking your truth. It's truth, authenticity, and communication. They are the words. And you'll probably hear me speak of those a lot as I go through the month of April itself. You know, millions of light waves are coming onto the earth. There's an unprecedented amount of solar flares. Again, you can look that up yourselves. And of course, eclipse season, which began on the 25th of March, leading right up to April the 8th, which I'll speak about now, is bringing us to a karmic crossroads where the past, present and future basically merge together. So I spoke of this about time travel. What is time? Again, check out those podcasts down below. They're all free. I hope to keep them like that, so enjoy them. But for April, it's about keeping centered, really centered amid a lot of tension, awakening, people, you know, really recognizing how harmful a lot of the world's systems have been. And so for those who listen to these podcasts and pass them around the world, which I'm very grateful for, people, you're awake. You know what's going on. You have your own belief systems. And there are many, many people to still awaken. The young people born since 2020 are completely awake. And they are the ones who are here to help us now. I've said this for many years. And I believe right now, in April of 2024, it's about healing lifetimes of fear-based narratives. This is what April will be about. And the three is the expression. And it relates to your solar plexus, the center of your power. So I guess the themes for April of 2024 will be, I feel technology is going to be under the hammer. And because we have Mercury going retrograde, I'll explain that now in a moment, on the 1st to the 2nd of April, depending where you are in the world. So I do feel there's going to be a focus on that. AI is very much playing its part. You just have to look at mainstream media to see that. That's been going on for a while, but it's going to get stronger. And there's going to be technology that you and I could never even imagine being possible. And when that is all exposed and explained, that's when we really get the understanding. So there could be cyber blackouts, because there's a lot of energy going on, especially in a three month numerology wise, and the four is about the restrictions, boundaries, possible delays, shall we say. So also emotional mastery, that's another opportunity. Three is about emotion, energy and motion, my goodness. And it's about expressions, it's about feelings, expressing oneself. And I feel that's quite apparent now. It's very an emotive time, isn't it? And I saw an image I thought was baffling. It was wonderful to see farmers, tractors in London, heading into the city, the centre of London, on their tractors. And I think that's going to get stronger and stronger as we lead into Taurus season. Taurus is to do with the food chain. So we'll see that. We'll get to that in a moment. Lots to talk about today. So I'd suggest maybe if you want to get yourself a notebook or put it into your phone, these dates that are important, or put in your diary. Again, they're just information that I've gathered. I'm a numerologist. I've been doing it for a long time, but I love researching astrology and just telling a story back. I never claim to be an astrologer. I just want people to have an understanding of it. And I use lots of different sources. Pam Gregory, Steve Judd, Molly McCourt. They're the three people I follow personally. There's many more, but Again, I just gather information. Now, between April 1st and 2nd, it is, take to the bed, Mercury retrograde. And, oh God, and I'm ruled both Sun and Moon by Mercury. So it's a tricky time for me, I'll be honest with you. But I try not to let it get me down. It is sometimes about communication, haywire communication. But in the way we can look at it as being a shift, if you will, between our modes of thinking of the left and the right brain. So perhaps take this time of Mercury retrograde to use it as a time of mental timeout, because I really feel we're going to need it. It'll stay retrograde till about April 25th, but there will be a shadow period which will go on to about May 13th. So just to be aware of that. I thought we're already in the shadow period leading up to the retrograde. It's not a bad thing. It's just Mercury is speaking up, being heard, speaking your truth. The fact that we're in a 3 month as well, you know, the energy of April is a three, it could be extra, treble the amount of needing to be mindful and kindful of your of your words. Okay, then we've April 5th, Venus, the god of love, enters Aries. And I feel this is going to be, I say expect action, because I feel it's about the courage to stand up and speak up and the courage to change. And it's all around the heart. Again, the heart. Heart broadcasts. And that's the word for this month, broadcast. Broadcast, okay? It could also be about leaders, leaders in power, the truth emerging there. And I feel that'll be quite interesting. So there's an expression, do unto others. So we might see a lot more, I think, this month of April, a lot more justice prevailing. Now, April 8th, here we go. It's probably one of the biggest events of 2024. It's a total solar eclipse in Aries. And certainly what I found interesting, as I did my research, it will be, we know it's going to be predominantly seen from the northwest to the southeast of United States and Canada. And it's going to be at its full glory for about 4.5 minutes at 2:22 Eastern time. And I thought that was interesting. 2:22 in numerology is all about the choices and decisions are now manifesting. I thought that was very curious. This is a major universal shakeup. And you know, you think of a ram, because Aries is the ram, and as it moves to, you know, forward, you can expect political, social issues and disorders. It's the changing of the guard, if you will. And the solar is always to do with the males, according to the work of Pam Gregory. So men who are in prominence, men who are in maybe positions of power. So I'd say keep an eye on the royal family there for that. The word I got was changing of the guard. I thought that was curious. So that's going to be a big date. Again, I'll do a whole podcast on that, because there's too much in April the 8th to even give it enough justice in this. This is just an overview. April the 10th, Mars and Saturn meet in the sign of Pisces. So we can expect leading up from the social issues, leading up from the solar eclipse. And it's a super one as well. Super moon, a super new moon. Oh Lord. So we have Mars and Saturn. This is action. It's about structure. And so it's action meets a boundaries. Action meets a restriction. So I feel there certainly could be opportunities for us to speak up and be heard, be more assertive. External conditions and establishing very, very clear boundaries. April the 11th then. Of course, 11 is the number of heightened awareness, heightened sensitivity. I do feel that is a doorway. As I always say, the 11 is a doorway to human consciousness. That's a big one. And so there could be some changes around that date, because it's still going to be a huge after effect. And let's face it, eclipses, we feel the effects of them for 6 months before and after. So then April 19th, we're heading into Taurus season. And this is where Mercury, the to do with communication, and Venus conjunct so we can expect some surprises. Unpredictable shifts. So focus on feeling safe. That's really important. Taurus is the earth sign, and it's very much related to the land and related to the physical body and the sensory things of life. April 20th, one of the biggest days of the year, according to the astrologers I follow. It's where Jupiter and Uranus conjunct. And this is about, I believe anyway, healing our belief systems of the collective unconsciousness. This is when two titans go to war, put it that way. And just think back, where were you at this time 14 years ago? What was going on in your life? Because it's about expansion and it's about revolutionary change, but it's also around, total and utter thinking outside the box and being open to unconventional solutions. We've got to do this as a collective. This is significant changes around financial, technological, the environment, all the social things I've spoken of before. That's one of the biggest days of the year. It's going to be felt for at least until the end of the year. Then April 23rd is a Scorpio full moon. And this is where Taurus and Scorpio axis, and it's about power, sexuality, attachment to material things. So there could be some major, major unveiling of people, situations, societal people and, organizations, if you will, that we have put in, let control and empower us or disempower us. And it's about what has really been going on. That's the way I'll put that. April 25th, Mercury goes direct. Oh, my Lord. But again, you remember I said you still feel the shadow until May the 13th. And then up to April 30th, we have Mars entering Aries. That is going to be interesting. Mars is coming home to roost in its sign of Aries. So you can expect a potent and powerful day. Also, remember, while we're energetically shifting and changing during this month of April, three is about really speaking up and being heard, but it's also about taking time to rest. Three is normally associated with heightened awareness. It's associated with playfulness, spontaneity, joy and so forth. But we also need to be able to retreat. And that's really important with the four energy, which is the month of April in the calendar. So all in all, friends, please, please go gently. April is going to be a month that you will look back on and remember. Now, if you want to know what your personal new year is or what your soul purpose is, please contact me at the links below or be a part of our community at Numbers for Success. Much love, and remember, mind yourself and be the peacemaker. And so it is.